Cap tries to make sense of this bizarre development, but nothing of what he's witnessed seems to fall into place.
It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. And I feel fine.
You're listening to the League of Ordinary Gentlemen Podcast, episode 401. I'm Matt Jerson.
I'm Josh Lingle.
Clay Inferno.
Historic episode here, 401. We're all still quarantined here. Did 399 like this, and here we are.
It's like the new century start on 2000 or 2001. At the 2001, like we're 401, we're starting the new
401. When is Y2K gonna hit?
If it hits in the middle of this podcast, I guarantee you my Skype would not be able to handle it.
Well, how's everybody doing with the working from home and off the air, they're parenting from home, which you parent from home, but you know, all at the same
kind
time.
Of a parent wherever you go. Aren't you?
I don't know, yeah. But I mean, usually you can go to work and the kids aren't there, and you know, I don't know.
I miss those days.
This is definitely a strange time, and we're all just trying to get through it. And I don't know. I mean, Massachusetts just the other day said that school buildings will remain closed for the rest of the year, which was no surprise, I don't think. But
that any time that you could pay Alice Cooper to have him do a cameo or something, announcement.
That's right. This is easy money for him if he wanted to get in on that right now. This is
forever.
And this would make people feel a little better, probably. Like, oh, look, Alice Cooper.
I can just see him walking up to like the podium, just like, just say it now. Say it, like you would
do. Now?
School's out.
Oh.
Forever.
They're going, yeah!
Then he's like, school's been blown to. And then like the mayor or whoever like grabs his shoulder, like, no, don't say that.
Don't say that. Because in fact, like, we don't, like, the language was very specific. The buildings are closed. So like remote learning or whatever, you know, will continue. So like the idea is that teachers should have been working this whole time. I don't know if they all were, but I know, of course, daycares are all closed at least till the end of June, right? It's a crazy time for everybody, especially for people like Josh. So thanks for taking some time out to chat with us.
Dude, it's a pleasure to take some time with us, man. I'm so glad to have you on.
It is. Yeah. It really is.
It's a little break. Oh, I got a podcast.
Gotta do it.
I got a podcast. I got a lot going on here. There was actually some news. In fact, if we want to talk about comics for a quick second, this news that DC is going to start distributing books through two other distributors. Obviously, most people know that Diamond Comics has been pretty much, I mean, basically a monopoly on the market, like, of comic
absolutely
book distribution.
Has been.
Well, I mean, there are two very, very small minor companies that kind of keep it from becoming a monopoly, like technically a monopoly. But there's definitely class action lawsuits out on them.
And I guess if you were to expand the market over into like digital and people that make things that aren't comics, but they sell them like on Amazon or on their own websites that are like, I don't know what you call that. That's like part of the market too, isn't it?
Right. But I mean, as far as like Marvel, all the big companies all distribute through Diamond. So those, when you go every Wednesday to your store, and that's all those new books there that just appeared, they were delivered by a diamond, you know, like they're in a diamond
90% box. Of all the other stuff in there that's not wall books is also coming from diamond. All the magic cards,
yeah, all the toys, all the right. Oh,
posters,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
All the bullshit, you know. It's not bullshit. I want to go to the store. I want to see it. I miss it so much.
Well, I know. I'd like to see the bullshit again, but all that other junk. So this is big news because DC has struck a deal with these two other companies. One is called Lunar Distribution, which is a sister company to Discount Comic Book Service, which used to sponsor. They used to sponsor those guys that
back
we
in the one
back in the day. I think I tried to contact them to sponsor us, but
the other guys.
Speaking of the other guys,
I do have to say, spoiler warning, full disclosure, I wanted to help those guys out, so I bought an iFanboy t-shirt because I've always loved the logo.
Oh, look at you.
I have an iFanboy logo t-shirt that I've wanted for like a long time. And I was like, yeah, comic book podcasters, sticking together, support the arts. Yeah.
Hey, they could buy some of our stuff too, but
yeah.
They could buy some of Josh's shirts. Josh has a lot of cool shirts on his Tiki public site.
I've made about $12 so far.
Well, a couple of those. I bought a Skeletor.
Oh,
doing the Marilyn Monroe. Yeah, I'm excited. I can't wait. It hasn't come yet, but I'll let you know as soon as it does. $12 is pretty good for a short time.
Yeah.
I mean, you know. So anyways, go check that out. But also, Lunar Distribution is one of them. The other one is called UCS, which is part a sister company to Midtown Comics, which is the big store in New York.
Mm-hmm. Which, one of my favorite places to visit. I literally, when I'm in New York, I make it a point to go there, even if it's not Wednesday. It's usually not Wednesday. Sometimes it is Wednesday. But I always make it a chance. I always try to go down there.
We went there once, you and I. Yeah. I think we went there like at midnight or something.
Yeah, because they're like open really, like, super late. They're open till great. They like close at midnight. So like we went like late at night.
Probably went a little before. I think they were closing soon, but it was really late at night.
Yeah.
But anyway, so they will be distributing DC books soon. Like this is happening very soon, apparently.
Right.
And they'll be which is weird. It,
like to the stores specifically, or are they like going to be distributing books to fans? Like
no, I mean
Batman will get shipped in the mail. How are they?
That's the thing because a lot of stores are closed. So I don't really know.
I think I saw that they would be like delivering to, like shop owners' houses.
Oh, I see. And you could do mail. Yeah, and
people. A shop owner can then deliver them to their customers. Yeah.
And like there's this thing I heard on Kevin Smith's podcast where he said that I think it's Donny Cates bought everybody's subscriptions for everybody, like at his local comic book stores or something. Like he's like, oh, I want to, if you have any books and people sub, like just ship them out to them, I'll pay for them. And then Kevin Smith did the same thing in Secret Stash. He just said, ship everybody's books, tell me.
I did read that about Secret Stash, actually. I didn't know about Donny Cates, but that's very cool. I mean, so they're paying for the shipping or they're paying for the books?
I think that Donny Cates in the sake of Donny Cates and Kevin Smith, they're probably just paying for everything. Like, pack up everybody, you know, you have their information, or reach out to them and just ship them their books and I'll eat the whole cost.
Oh, that's very good. Comic book shops... Yeah, I mean, comic book shops are not the kind of place that can afford to not be open, let's face it.
Right, but a celebrity that owns one can afford to do that, you know?
Oh, certainly Kevin Smith, can afford to do that. But like New England Comics here in, you know, I don't know what they're doing. And like they have that thing up and I don't know, like some of these places have like a thing on their website that are saying like, oh, buy a gift card to help us.
Buy a gift card, kind of the same way you support restaurants.
I haven't
done that yet for anybody. I've been doing lots of generation generous, you know, sort of donating to things or buying. I kind of been doing stuff where I like buy it, get something like a t-shirt out of it because I want something, you know, but I've been donating to plenty of things.
So you're donating to iFanboy and you're getting a t-shirt out of it.
No,
well,
I mean,
why didn't you?
The iFanboy thing was just they're giving some of their money to like comic book shops, but I think it's one particular design, which is one I didn't buy. It says like keep calm and read comics. But other things, like there's this thing Crew Nation, it's just like it's through for like Live Nation employees, like people that work the lights and stuff that like, you know, people that are like in the music business but don't have like a job because their job is like they're in like a union and they all they do is set up lights and sound for people, you know what I mean? So I've been getting
some what you mean
places from places like that that they'll send you something, but all the money like goes to like the big fund.
You could always buy a Robin Hood t-shirt if you want one of those. I also have a TeePublic store. I'm just kidding. But if you're giving out money,
I don't know how you guys have done it, or if you can, or if it's even already there. But is it any of that stuff on our website? Can it be there?
Yeah, I put it all on our website. Links. I mean, it's not that anyone goes to them, but yeah, it's all in the support us section. I don't know. I don't know if there's a way to make it more prominent, but yeah, it was. It's in the support. John's store, Josh's store, and my store. They're all
good.
They're all affordable.
Yes, they are. Well, they have all kinds of sales going these days, so it's kind of.
I have an account with them too, but I've never made any designs or anything for it. So,
I hope it's you guys. Pretty simple. I mean, if an idiot like me can do it. But what
we need on here is some of these pictures of the awesome drawings.
Well, that's the thing. Josh was doing all that great art. And I said, Josh, you gotta monetize that stuff. It's really good. So that's what I was saying. I was saying put some of those up on TeePublic. And I know there's a place called Redbubble, which I haven't used, but
yeah. I was telling you,
did I tell you by them or something?
The Disney, like right away, I had put up a Star Wars logo thing that I created, but it was like, it was very much like the Rebel logo, but it had like a difference to it. But like, I got an email within a half hour from TeePublic that was just like, Disney made us take this down.
Cease and desist. Oh, that's
it's probably similar to like, how Facebook does it, or actually even like a little bit in my job where somebody has to review every single one, like an actual person has to be like, okay, yeah, that's all right.
Wow.
I think, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But there are like thousands of them. How do they?
That's just somebody's weird job, which is like also like the weird job that I have that like looks at duplicate events in the back end of some website system somewhere. Is this the right event? Okay, cool. Is this cool? Can I make this on the website? Yeah, go ahead. Or no, that's wrong. So yeah, I have to personally review like a lot of stuff like that. So they probably do the same
thing. Yeah, I guess they must.
Commander one is really great.
Code Commanders.
Thanks. Yeah,
great. They're all great.
But yeah, no, they that one came out very well with the toilet paper. Perfect.
I did it without the toilet paper, and my buddy BG like shamed me, and he was just like, you're missing like the toilet paper, the this. I was like, all right, dude, calm down.
Wow.
Well, yeah, I mean that's what this whole site is. But I mean, I told
Tom
John
Baker's
has
Doctor stuff. Who. Wow, that is really great, Josh. I hadn't seen this one.
Yeah, well, there you go. It's funny, yeah. What gets flagged, I guess. But glad you made some money off it though. So far,
me too.
You got some loyal friends. $12.
I'm working on another one right now as we speak. And it wasn't going to be Masters of the Universe one, but then it ended up being that because it was too awesome of a thing to pass up on. I was drawing a Ghostbusters like Peter Venkman thing, and all of a sudden in my head I was like Venkman, and I was like, oh.
All right, you heard it here first. New That's t-shirt, right. Venkman. Classics. I think that's what a lot of this stuff is sort of combining two sort of fandoms.
Oh, that's how you have to one. But it's we were doing the same thing back in the 90s. We would take like a logo for like Bell Atlantic, and we had one that said Hell Satanic. You know, it's like that skateboarder thing. You just take one thing and you like flip it around.
Unfortunately, there was no Tee Public back then to make
it. You know, you're just a really great artist. You really get somebody's face down really good. That's something I struggle with when I draw somebody. Like, it always like looks like they weren't made by God because they're like asymmetrical. The eye will be like way too big on one side or just not in the right place. I have to erase it and keep putting the eye in the right place. God. I just do that.
They
constantly.
Weren't made by God. Well, like I'm an atheist.
Explain to me this one for the honor of Grey Goose. What does that mean?
She-Ra, when she does her magic thing, it's not by the power of Grayskull, it's for the honor of Grayskull.
So she's having a little cocktail.
Yeah, she's having a little cocktail, and you get like she's got her little, like, cocktail sword thingy.
Looks like she's
because
vaping a little
bit. Got the, it's like the Zoom logo thing, the Zoom screen. So she's just working from home, having her little cocktail. Yeah, she's doing all right. Okay. I love that. That's classic.
That one looks like it was like a person made by God. I couldn't draw that good ever.
Well, she kind of looks a little tipsy, I gotta say. Yeah, her, you know, so she doesn't, you know, she looks like
it's 9 a.m.
made by God, but you know, her one eye's a little like
it's birthday happy hour or whatever, right?
And you got hair's all messed up.
That's exactly it. That's perfect. That is so good. The Eternia gym. I mean, that's basically what everyone's been like. I went out for a little walk today, and everybody is just like, and I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it, obviously, but everybody's kind of just like dressed in like hoodies and sweatpants, you know, like nobody cares. So why should they? I don't care, but at least put on jeans.
Well, sweatpants. No. I mean,
I don't go out in. I don't even own sweatpants, but you know what I mean. Like people who go out in sort of something that I.
I got a question for you. This is an honest question for the both of you, Durson. You kind of live close to like, this where you live. Falls in line with what I'm about to say. So you could walk outside and you'd be at the Starbucks or that like.
Well, yeah, my Starbucks bodega. Closed. Yeah. I have things. I have
you
coffee
have a
shop.
Couple of little. You have a couple of little things you could do. Like, yeah. Not saying as formal as going into a bar like that place that's like the Mexican restaurant or not like that. Right. But you could go get a coffee, right?
There's four places.
Would you not leave the house during quarantine? Let's say if your Starbucks was still open and you can do like you could order ahead and pick it up. Would you not order and go down there with your pajama pants, even though it's like just right there and all you're doing right back?
No, I would brush my teeth and I would put on jeans, you know, and obviously some kind of coat or sweat, you know, or whatever. I mean, the hoodie is fine. I'm not criticizing the Eternia gym one, obviously. But yeah, I mean, I would put on jeans. How hard is it to put on a fucking pair of jeans for Christ?
I just pajamaed it over to the over to the Domino's Pizza, which is, you know, like a block away. A pajama.
I mean,
I've never been able to do that. It's I don't judge people that do, especially in times like this.
I mean, yeah, you're right.
I got to tell you what I do do, which is very bizarre. And I feel like my pajamas are just like, they're pretty much just oversized boxer shorts. But they've got like superhero print on them. Like, I've had them forever. I wear them every night. They're my pajamas. But like, I go outside to like bring out the trash. And I'm just like, I'll end up talking to a neighbor and I'm just like, it's like pretty much just in my underwear. And it's kind of weird, but I do it anyway.
Well, all right. So, so you're going outside in your yard, but you wouldn't go to like Dunkin' Donuts or something, right? Okay. I mean, I remember many years ago, this is a great callback for our 401st episode. We were talking about Kevin Smith going to drop his kids off at school wearing only boxers. Do you remember this? I remember this. And we were like, what the fuck is that? I mean, but that's kind of weird, right? I mean, that's, I don't know, but maybe during quarantine, I don't know. But I mean, but boxers are underwear. I don't know. I mean, well, so I guess I don't want to get too graphic, but I mean, like, are they boxers or are they like shorts?
What's the flap situation? Like, is it sewn up?
They're pretty much boxers. I mean,
Is the flap sewn?
Is there like a pair of shorts? It's got like a button. It's got like the boxer button.
So, I mean, they're boxers.
But, yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
All right. Well, I mean, it's just, if I had a house or like a, you know, if I didn't live in an apartment and I was going to take out the trash, right, maybe I probably wouldn't bother. I'd do that too. But
yeah, I would do that too.
Yeah, but I don't know. Domino's.
Obviously, I have no shame, but I walked one block to get a pizza.
All right, so what are we talking here? These are like lounge pants, basically, or what are we talking here? Like just like a cottony sort of like.
Yeah.
What did you?
You know how you go into Target, and there's like a rack of pajama pants. They have like a drawstring on them. There's Wu-Tang one for some reason, and then there's like.
You have like a Wu-Tang.
No, but I'm just painting the picture of Target. There's like a Wu-Tang one. There's a Pizza Express one. There's a Lion King one. For some reason, I have NASA ones, and I must have got them for Christmas. I think Stacey got them for me, and I just was like, I got two podcasts tonight. I'm gonna be hungry. I don't want to be too late making dinner. I'm going to go get a pizza. I ordered it. And then I was like, shit, I'm going to go get the pizza. And I went and I didn't change my into pants. I just didn't do it.
I mean, I understand that.
Yeah.
But it's not an everyday thing.
No, of course. These days, I'm not judging. It's a quarantine. But I'm not, but I just. Are they like plaid? What are we talking? I just want to know. Are they just?
I just said they were NASA. They have. They're.
Oh,
like,
I'm sorry.
They're gray. Yeah. They're like gray, heather gray, like the for the honor of Grey Goose style.
That's right.
And they have little NASA polka dots all over them, like the NASA logo all over it.
I understand. I do have I have a few pairs of those, and they were all Christmas presents. I've never actually purchased.
Used to wear them as much as I've been wearing them now. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I wear them a lot now because what's the point? But I have to say I do try to go out a little bit just to get a little fresh air. But I put on jeans. I mean, how hard is it to put on jeans?
No, I mean, I'm going out and, you know, doing my bike deliveries and stuff. I'm fully dressed. And I have many, many layers of shit on me so that I don't.
I'm glad you're dressed when you go to people's house.
But I'm talking about I have a whole shell of outer layer clothes, you know?
Because it's fucking cold out these days. What the hell?
It's kind of crazy. Yeah. It was like really windy yesterday. I did one delivery. I made $4. I was like, "Fuck this! Oh, the wind sucks."
Yeah, yesterday sucked. Yeah. Well, yeah. What else have you guys been doing to pass the time? Are you besides designing T-shirts and things? Are you watching any new shows or anything?
No, I've been kind of rut with my shows. Like, I feel like there's nothing new on. I haven't started anything new, which is strange. I got rid of Netflix a while ago. Huh. And I feel like that was a mistake before the whole thing. I mean, I could get it any time I wanted, but
I understand. Yeah, I mean, because I was kind of like,
I think I have another spot on my Netflix thing because I pay for it and my dad uses it. Stacy uses it. I think I have 5.
I think it's different devices, though.
No, that's cool. I could steal. Yeah, I could steal it from my parents. It's no big deal. Yeah. I don't know though.
Honestly, no, I haven't watched a lot on Netflix. What was that? Other than Tiger King, which was the first thing I've watched on Netflix for like a long time. Like
we watched Sabrina and Riverdale on there. I know you don't like. You guys don't watch those shows.
I like those. I haven't watched Riverdale since half of the second season. And I don't know why, because I actually like the show. I think it's a great show.
Sabrina's really cool because it's like it's vampires and shit. You know what I mean? It's like kind of like Buffy. It's like Riverdale plus like way more like Buffy element, devils and demons, and this season they had like full on, you know, like how they like that, like a Klingon had like a big fucking prosthetic fucking thing on his head. Like they had like tons of demons with like Klingon low looking things on their head. Like it was so cool. They just like did like extra costumes and extra, you know, demon shit. Way better demon than the Riverdale like subplot where there was like the farm, like where they had that cult and stuff. That was lame. Last season of Riverdale. It's kind of weird, but this season is okay. Turning out better.
All right, then. I'm almost done with Schitt's Creek. That was I started watching that before the quarantine, and now we're making our way through that. We're only a few episodes left. I actually put in.
But wait, don't you're like? Are you watching like the current season?
Well, it ended a few weeks ago, right? So yeah, I'm on the last season. I'm on season 6, which
did they put that back on Netflix? Like when the
I still have cable, so
on demand. I guess we can't watch that one yet, but I can't wait to watch it. I love that show. Don't spoil it.
It's I don't know what's gonna happen yet, so I won't spoil it. But I actually found we're doing a thing where Rachel is working in the living room and I'm working in the bedroom because we're both working, you know, and it's, you know, and so I have, I'm similar like
thing going on here.
Yeah. I figure probably a lot of people doing that. So, but I put in, a DVD, we have a DVD or my Blu-ray players here. Even though I hardly ever use it, but I'm like, oh, I'm not going to throw it away or whatever. But this is a good opportunity. I'm like, I'm going to throw in some old DVDs. So right now I'm making my way through Freaks and Geeks, which I watched before. But I'm like, yeah, we have that on DVD. I'm throwing it in. So there you go. Yeah, classic old stuff. Because it's good because I have to work on my computer, but I can have the TV playing something else. So instead of. Like
that's what I did today with what we do in the shadows. I wish I'd been doing that all along instead of just like listening to depressing fucking news all day.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Way better to watch TV. I'm just gonna put on like I can just set up my iPad or my phone and like put on fucking Star Wars or something.
Yeah, I mean, I have to admit, I'm not very informed, but I'm not really. You know, I'm not watching the news that much. I'm once in a while I flip over to like a news website on my phone just to see if there's anything really big happening. Like
get your Brie Larson alerts.
No, man. I haven't got those. Although they did send me a thing that's like, look, she went out with a mask. Like, good. I don't know. How is that news? Aren't we all supposed to be wearing masks?
I know. You know what's funny is like I was thinking about how they interviewed me in the dig about like the doing the bike courier stuff and they took a picture of me and I'm not wearing a mask in that picture. And I was just thinking about how when people will look at that now, they'll be like, oh, look, he doesn't fucking wear a mask when he goes outside or fucking how unsafe it is. What a dick. Yeah.
But now, I mean, like in Brookline, they just declared that like sort of basically the law, although they're saying don't call 911 or anything like that if you see someone without a mask, but they're really strongly encouraging anyone who goes out
to wear just a mask. I'm going to say 80% of the people I see, and I see a lot of people, I'm on my bike, 80% of them don't have masks on. They're not even attempting to have masks on. They're walking in clusters. Like, I've seen this over the last 3 weeks.
Oh, it's crazy out there, man.
Yeah, I don't get it, man. What the hell? Oh, well. But, yeah, I mean, in Brookline, it is basically required. Although, I don't, like I said, they're not going to, like, arrest you. But they're maybe not.
Good.
Maybe they should. It's the only maybe way to get people, like,
shoot off your dick.
You can say something.
Yes, they can probably they cut up your dick. I don't know what the penalty.
Some places they give you a ticket.
Well, all right, I'm fine with that because I wear my mask, even though it's. I have to admit, it sucks. It's really uncomfortable and really hot. But I mean, this is the only way we're gonna get through this fucking thing. So, like, what do you want from me? Wear it. I know it looks kind of stupid.
The one thing I don't like about the mask is. I'm like pretty used to it now, especially if like I would kind of have like this little kind of not like a balaclava. It's just kind of like almost like a little scarf that I would just wear on my bike anyways, just because I can just it covers my neck and I can pull it up over my face. It's really windy or something. I've had that like for a long time, but these like having them, putting on one of these medical masks and wearing glasses, it instantly humidifies the glasses.
Yeah.
It makes it impossible to see. So I have to have Stacy put wires in the ones I buy online. And I use the ones that she made, which are awesome. But they have like basically like a piece of wire and I can shape it to my face. But without that, it's just all fog.
Yeah, my glasses got fogged up too when I was out with a mask and sunglasses. So I was kind of like, well, do I not wear sunglasses or do I just... I don't know, but I wore the fucking mask because I wanted to buy, you know what I thought about buying, and I still buy, you know, one of those luchador wrestling masks because I thought
saw
that
somebody
was kinda cool.
That was like before we got on the call today. I saw like on Facebook or something, like maybe you posted it. It was like
no, it wasn't me.
No, somebody is making like luchador medical masks.
That's awesome.
Oh, nice.
And Clay, don't you have like the Red Hood like helmet mask?
I do have that.
You should
dude, that thing is so impossibly uncomfortable to wear. It's like a hard plastic thing. And then I did this thing where I put lights in it and I can kind of wear it.
Oh, yeah. I
can wear it for like 5 or 10 minutes before all the tape starts falling apart, and then I can't even see, and it's just like I could wear it to take like pictures, but like I wouldn't be able to wear it like at a convention. It's a completely an impossibly hard and difficult thing to wear. I don't know how when they make movies and stuff, like it's obviously not some shitty plastic mask, but like man, what some actors have to go through. That must be so uncomfortable. I would like be sick of it. You like Keaton playing Batman.
It's true. Like what? Like I think about it. It's like, yeah, you get to be Batman, but then you're pissing yourself.
Did he really piss? Like, does he have to wear like a diaper or something?
Well, one of the things about the first the Michael Keaton Batman movie is like they didn't ever. That was like the first superhero suits. Now, like now, in the think of like the transition between then and like somebody that's like a C-list villain on the Flash. Like the C-list villain on the Flash is like a way nicer suit that's all comfortable and stuff now, because like that was like the first superhero suit they made. Like they didn't have anything worked out. He was wearing Nikes that were spray painted, for Christ's sake.
Well, yeah, you know, I don't know, we've talked about this, but like when Rebecca Romijn Stamos played Mystique, like she was like pissing blue.
Oh, like, they were throwing up.
Too,
yeah.
And like Jennifer Lawrence, I'm sure, had it way better. you know, but she like had some, and then her skin was all fucked. Like Rebecca Roy, same, had it way worse. But like, yeah, I don't know. Like, I mean, I read about like Dave Bautista for Drax had to sit in a chair for like 8 hours while they put all that shit on him.
Even I mean, like,
can you imagine that?
Zachary Quinto or Leonard Nimoy in the new Star Trek movies, like, had impossibly like early call times to put on their eyebrows and their ears every day on set. Like,
they yeah, imagine for, like
for 4 hours just to be a
vocal. I mean, I know, just to put funny ears on you. But like, do you know like how movies work? Like, they literally will shoot like one scene a day. You know, like, or some days, you know, like some days it takes them right. hours for this. So like, you imagine like sitting in a makeup like chair for like 8 hours, you go like, out there, you say like one thing, and then they're like, okay, that's it. Like that, we're done for the day.
Took us, like, you'll hear them say like, this scene took us 2 days to shoot, you know, yeah. and it's like a 30 second, not even 10, 15 yeah. seconds of the movie. Like,
Drax may have one line in a scene, and he sits in like a chair for 8 hours to say like one line, you know, and then like, okay, we'll see you guys tomorrow. Yeah, or whatever.
You don't want to do some more scenes of my
yeah it's like, you know what, can I just sleep here in this fucking makeup, because I don't want to do that again. I mean, like, and it must be really annoying.
And think about and the girls too, like they have also like all their stylists and having them like perk up their tits and like uncomfortable like costumes and stuff, you know what I mean, like that are way more you know, just the injustice of society has made it so that, you know, they have to put themselves through way more stuff than the guys do, you know.
It is
Batista that has his shirt off, that's it,
right? He doesn't even have to wear a shirt. But I suppose he's gotta work out, right? He's gotta look good, got nice tits. Yeah,
you gotta,
but
I mean, yeah, Gamora,
what's her name, Zoe Saldana, she has to be green for Gamora and blue for fucking what do you call it? The Avatar movies, which there are three more of those fucking coming. But
they'll always forget about they're trying to make Avatar happen still.
Yeah, right. But like, yeah, it's gotta suck. But I mean, and I'm not giving the ladies, I mean, that's, it sucks for them because like they don't get paid as much as the guys, but the guys are making millions of dollars, let's face it, to do these movies. Yeah.
If I paid that kind of money, I'd be like, fuck it, I'll come in early.
Yeah, do whatever you want. Put anything you want on me. If you're paying me that much money. Meanwhile, like, Chris Pratt just kind of shows up. He's like, hey, everybody, how's it going? And does his thing. But, hey, no. I mean, yeah, they're getting paid millions.
Well, and it's then a friend. Now I'm watching, like, now YouTube is always, like, I watched one thing about Kumail Nanjiani, like, transforming for the Eternals movie. And now, like, I see, like, all these follow-up things with him and how he enjoys working out, and he's like so cut, and his dad got socks made of him, like, and he goes, this is my son, like he posted it on Twitter or something, his dad made socks of his son who's all buff. But like, now I see like all this stuff, and it's like, yeah, the working out, man, that's makes me tired just watching those YouTube videos.
It is pretty crazy. I got kind of into that watching Brie Larson work out for Captain Marvel, and yeah, I got a lot of those videos too. It's pretty weird, but yeah, we're not going to see a lot. I mean, I know we talked about this on our last episode, but like, I'm surprised there aren't more movies going direct to digital.
Heart right here.
It's kind of weird. Right. I mean,
we
talked about a couple came out, Invisible Man, I think. Right. And I think Vin Diesel's weird movie, what was Bloodshot or something like that? Ugh. Like, anybody cares, but yeah, but I was like,
there's some movie with Chris Hemsworth coming out.
Oh, yeah, I read about that. That's a Netflix movie, but I don't know. I mean, like, Black Widow, I really want to see Black Widow, is all I'm saying.
Yeah,
and that's gonna be a while. What I mean, like, it's got delayed to like 2022 or something, right? Or maybe not. Maybe I'm thinking of a different movie. But a lot of movies are delayed to like November or whatever, and just it's annoying. There were movies I wanted to see.
I agree. I would pay like for the movies. I mean, if you think about it, I would totally pay $20 or more for any good movie. Like, if you think about it, you're gonna spend, God, what is it, like $15 a head going to the movies? So right. You watch it with your family, and you're already probably making out on that deal.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm the type of guy, when I go to the movies, I gotta get popcorn.
Yep.
Most of the time, you know.
I'm a good Portuguese kid. I took after my grandfather. I sneak as many things into the movie theater as I possibly can. That's what I do. I sneak in snacks, drinks,
something salty, sweet, I don't
an iced tea, you know? They don't have the iced tea I want at the place anyway, so otherwise I buy it.
I understand, but AMC Stubs,
and you can order food ahead of time on that at AMC Stubs, which is just like the Boston Common Theater.
That place is
kind of nice when they make a nice little to-go package of food. You can order it before you go there, and the food's ready, and then you just go in and sit at your seat and have all this.
No, I mean, I get that. I've never had a good experience really at that theater, except when we went to see, what did we go to see? We went to see, like, Predator or something, and that it was sold out, or what did we see instead? The three of us went there to see something that we couldn't get into, and I think we saw something else instead. I don't remember now. We were going to some kind of like media screening of something, yeah. And we didn't get in, and we saw something else instead. But what did we see? Was it Predators? Maybe we went to see Predators.
It might have been.
Yeah, okay.
I remember seeing that movie in the theater.
Yeah, I think we went to see it together. But that was a good experience. But other than that, I've always had, like, the film always stops or something. There's always some issue with that.
So do you see, I'm, like, kind of neutral when it comes to movie theaters. I'll just kind of go and see whatever's playing next and soon.
You're like my dad. Like, what?
Would you, so, like, you, I don't really see much difference between that place and the Fenway Theater.
Well, like there, I don't know. I'm just saying. Well, for one thing, the Fenway Theater is like right down the street. But like, I've had better luck, better experiences. But now, like, they're all now even the Fenway Theater is not all that, like, because now there's like that fancy one down by South Station. It's like the fancy one down by North Station. So like, the Fenway one is even kind of like
Assembly Row.
Yeah, but where. They're all nice reclining seats and everything.
It takes me like the same amount of time to get to either one of those places, pretty much from my house. So I just, that's how I pick like my movies. And I'm just like, because I basically can take the 57 bus to either one. And then, you know.
Well, there you go. Pretty much. I'm definitely spoiled, though. I like my reclining seats and my cup holder and my tray and my, you know.
And I
can't.
Like a Coolidge Corner Theater or a Brattle.
But I don't know. I'm just, I'm a spoiled brat. But I have to say, though, I'm also a popcorn guy. That's what started this whole thing. I love popcorn. And when I smell it, I can't not get it. I'm totally. So
it is a very warm, you know, home. You feel like you're doing this good comfort food.
Yeah. So I can't. I mean, I've definitely been there. I'll sneak stuff in, but popcorn, I still got to buy. So yeah, the whole point, I guess, going back to that. Was that like you're actually saving money, even if the movie's like $20 to watch like on demand or whatever, or any kind of whatever you're streaming it on, I'd pay the $20 and you can all sit around and watch it. You're still saving money, but they're still making money. So
yeah,
great.
I wish they would release a few more movies right now, direct to streaming. Good movies.
I know. I don't.
Josh, you're a dad. Watch a
Trolls movie.
I was gonna ask you that was exactly what I was gonna ask you about. What did they do with the Trolls thing? I couldn't understand. Like, you could watch it for a weekend, but it was only a rental.
It's just a rental.
$20. Yeah. Why was it fucking $20 then?
Because you're renting it. It's a movie that's just out in theaters. It was like never out in theaters actually. So. Well,
here's what I think they should have done.
So you pay $20 to watch it for like a weekend, essentially?
Yeah.
It's a little weird. I mean, I feel like if you're going to pay $20, you should own it and be able to watch it whenever you want.
They should give it, they should just put it on sale for $20.
Right. That's what I mean.
Or here's something actually I don't think is a bad idea, and I'm sure they thought of this, but like reverse the rental to buy thing. So like you can rent it, and maybe rent it for $5.99 or $7.99 as many times as you want until it comes out. And then when it comes out, you have to buy it. So like you can rent it, but you can't buy it yet. But at a regular price, why $20 is ridiculous.
That's a lot. I mean, I think they're trying to gouge.
That's how much they cost. That's how much digital movies cost. I know I buy a lot of them.
I know, Clay. You're a collector there.
But I like to buy. I mean, to be honest, I buy them when. Fucking $10, you know. Like
I don't really buy movies anymore. I gotta say, I'm kind of like over it. Like, yeah, what's the point? It'll be somewhere on digital, whatever.
Yeah,
I
haven't bought a movie in forever.
Yeah, it's not really. I don't really. It seems like kind of a waste of money.
I used to buy movies so much. I've got like I've got one of those. DVD like 500 cases full of almost full of movies.
Yeah, I did too. I put a bunch of them in storage. I still have some here.
The Incredible Hulk, Josh. The elegant.
That's natural. Where that went. I'm just kidding. I know.
No, and I mean, I used to buy. Oh, like Tuesday was like a day. Like new movies came out. You like, oh, I'm gonna go buy that movie out now. I'm gonna go buy that DVD. That just came out this week. It's coming out this week. But now I'm like, well, it's, you know, what's the point? It's kind of, I like, feel, whatever, though. It's a revenue stream.
Something like Star Wars, they'll like pre-order it. Or like a Marvel movie, most likely they'll pre-order it. But then there's like, basically, the delineation is like DC movies. I'll wait till it's $10 and then I'll buy it. Like I could rent Harley Quinn because Stacey wants to see it, but I'm just like, let's just wait. It's gonna be $10 like next week, and I'll buy it then and watch it then.
Yeah,
the Birds of Prey. I don't know. I got them right here. It's a spot for $21.99. I'm not gonna.
Yeah, it's still not on sale yet, but it will be because Shazam was and Joker was.
And, oh, Shazam!
You know, fucking all of them. You know, like they all are $10 eventually.
Shazam.
What a piece of shit. But like, if you wait long enough, all the Marvel movies will be for fucking free on Disney Plus.
Yeah, but I already have them all. It doesn't matter.
So you buy them and you have Disney Plus?
I have Disney Plus. Yes.
Yeah.
I have access to watching Disney Plus.
Enough said.
Available to me.
I have watched Onward, I think, probably 30 times since its release.
Oh, really? I've been. That looks so good. I haven't seen it yet. But.
We watched Onward. We watched Onward the other night. It was fine. It was fine. Josh, do you watch it because like, you're just that much of a fan?
Yeah,
I didn't think so. I have to say, I mean, I feel like I used to love Pixar movies, and then now they're kind of, I feel like,
That didn't seem like a Pixar movie, though. There was
I mean, yeah. It wasn't as good. Those,
Disney animation is, like, not exactly Pixar. It's, like, Disney.
Like yeah, Frozen. Kind of, I mean, it was
Frozen isn't a Pixar movie; it's like a Disney movie.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like, I know, like, because I mean, the Toy Story movies were at least the like the first three. I shouldn't even because four wasn't even like it's like eh, they didn't really need to make.
You got
like, a hello. What? Oh, you got a. I didn't know what you were singing there for a second. No, I loved all the Toy Story movies except the last one. The last, I'm like, in like the sex, whatever that.
I didn't even see it yet. I'm
it's not that good. Like, I was like, oh, this movie kind of.
I enjoyed three. No oh, point. You know what? I did see it and it's not that good. I forgot yeah, it's that not I saw good. It. I forgot that I saw it. The little, do you ever see the little short where it's like, I can't think of it. Who's the guy? Terry Crews is.
Yeah.
There's like a short. It's like a Halloween short or something. It's like a Toy yeah, Story yeah. like mini thing.
Yeah.
That is like probably. That might be my favorite Toy Story thing ever. Out of all the movies and stuff, that was my favorite.
I mean, I've told this story before, but I cried watching Toy Story 3. Because I was in a hospital.
I know.
It came out when I was in the hospital. I was like, oh my God, this is gonna happen. And like Toy Story 4, I was like, oh, this movie's just pretty lame. Like, there's just nothing, like, it just, you know, I don't know. It was just pointless and stupid. And I feel like the same thing, like Rachel, you know, Rachel's, we're big fans of the Pixar movies. We went to see the whatever the monsters, it's like Monsters University. Like monsters was that movie. The one?
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't like the sec. I liked the first one.
Those are Pixar either.
No, I think they are.
Oh, they are.
Yeah.
Oh. But yeah, I liked both of them, but the thing is that I had never seen them, and the second one came out, and I just started dating Stacy, and she was like, "Oh, I love Monsters Inc." And so I watch them in like reverse order, so I don't like. I can't really judge, but I liked them both.
Could have.
I just feel like, yeah, like I just feel like lately, I guess Inside Out was really good, but as far as like movies in the last few years, Pixar has been a little, I don't know, they're slipping a little. So I don't know. That's just me. I'm old, but you know, yeah. Onward, it was okay, but I bet you're sick of it for one thing, Josh. That's for sure.
They have songs in it too.
No.
No, they didn't really have songs.
Is it like a Did boy?
I feel like songs is more Disney, not Pixar.
Yeah. I mean, it's got Tom Holland and Chris Pratt, so that was kind of
they're
pretty funny. So
I went and saw what was the Tangled in the theater. And I was like, I left. I was so mad. I was like, it was all song and dance. What is this crap? But like, going back now, I think it's probably one of my favorite Disney movies. So
really,
I like that.
Going back.
I thought Brave was good.
Oh, Brave is good.
Yeah, Brave is cool.
I never saw that one.
And there was
a lot more than I remember.
Kind of video game. That I like to play, and there was like a Brave version of it where you like running and sliding but the Brave one you like running and sliding and shooting arrows. It's pretty bad.
A particular type of video game, eh?
I'm trying to think of the name of it. The Temple's Run?
Yeah. Okay, I know. Yeah.
I only have patience for two kinds of video games. That kind and Tetris,
pretty much. Oh, my Tetris just went away yesterday. Tetris Blitz. I used to play it on my phone. I used to play Tetris Blitz on my phone. I literally played it every day for the last like 5 years, and now it's just gone. They're just like, yeah, we're getting rid of this. I don't know, probably because they weren't licensed to use the Tetris name or something, but it's gone. Gone.
That's sad. I'm gonna give that a
life is over.
It is sad.
Very upset. I gotta find a new game now. That was a great one because it had like daily challenges.
Stacy's playing Animal Crossing and is like making all these really elaborate dresses for her character, and she made like a Black Widow dress with like a spider on it and like spider webs. It's very, I can't believe the amount of time you can waste doing dumb shit on video games.
Like so doing things.
Dumb it's shit.
It's the weirdest video game. I've never seen anything like it.
Isn't it? Like, is it just like Sims kind of? Like, I was surprised to even find out what Animal Crossing was.
I don't know what it is.
I did find out a key piece of it yesterday where it's like you go fishing and you explore and you find like archaeological things and you collect bugs and you collect fish and then you put them in this museum. So like there is a point to the game. The point is to get as many things into the museum. But what you can also do is like you can customize your room and like make all these different clothes, and you make the clothes in like a cool like 8-bit graphic template. So it like looks like, you know, Josh, like when you like zoom way in, just like just a big grid of pixels, and it's probably like 64 by 64. And then but the things that Stacey's done with this thing is like really intricate. Like I couldn't believe it. I can't even begin to describe how to the last little detail this person's outfit she like laid out in 8-bit graphics and how it looks. It looks so good.
Wow.
It's wild.
Hey. But these days
just customizing stuff. It's just walking around and like she does that in her Fallout world too. She like has a house and like all these, she has a spinner rack of comics on it.
Really? Like, look at that. Just for you, huh?
Yeah, and she's got like plants, I'll put comics there for you. She's got plants and lays out a room and all these little details. And I was like, wow, it's stuff that you have to remember to play a video game like that. It's wild.
I have to, I broke out.
People are enjoying it.
Yeah, people are definitely enjoying it. I had to admit, I broke out my Nintendo like emulator thing. I played Zelda. I finished Zelda, so the first quest. Why bother doing the second one? Yeah, it took a while, but you know, I had to look stuff up. I didn't remember it all. But
did you play it all in one sitting?
No, that's ridiculous.
What are that? It has a save game on there.
Yeah, it's so just like the old one. It literally is exactly like the Zelda we played as kids. It's just, and it goes dun, 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 dun. I mean, everything is the same. So yeah, you can save it and just come back later. But yeah, that was fun. And I also started playing Grand Theft Auto 5 again, just because I'm like, hey, I'm bored. This is a fun game. I can just drive around and beat people up and not have to, you know, worry about anything.
It's going to be a good stress release.
Yeah, there are video games for the times.
Guy. Did they do like all sorts of weird stuff with like prostitutes and stuff in that?
There's a strip club where you can go, and if you play it right, you can have sex with the stripper and everything and whatever. But
play your cards right.
Yeah, that's right. If you rub her when the guy's not looking, like you can put your hands on her when the bouncer isn't looking and stuff. It's really weird. But yeah.
That is creepy, man.
Well,
creepy paper. You know.
But anyway, we're quarantined. What else is there to do?
Yeah. That's true. That's all I've been doing is drawing and video games.
Ah, there you go.
Or taking care of my children and working.
Well, yeah, I mean, doing that stuff too. Yeah, that's important.
Living your life.
Well, it's tough. Yeah, we're working, and then you got to do something, pass the time, right? I mean, it's. But well, I guess we'll be here for a while. We'll be doing this a while, so
I started taking like these online classes. Like one is just on how to use this like organizational program on the Mac called OmniFocus. I finished that one, and then I bought like another class, like a $30 class on like how to be a better social media marketer or something. But it's like this long class. It's going to take me probably a couple weeks to finish it. But I'm learning stuff.
Well, thanks for making me feel like a schmuck who doesn't.
No, I just so procrastinated. Even like it's difficult. No, it's difficult even in the morning when I wake up and I like have to do my day job, but then there's kind of nothing to do. But and then I get worried that I'm not doing something, and then I realize there's nothing to do, and then I listen to the news, and then I start losing my mind. So that's why I'm going to start watching TV from now on during the day.
Yeah, I'm going to do that too.
What should I watch? Yeah.
Well, you know what I'm going to start watching? I was listening to Conan O'Brien's podcast, and he had Ricky Gervais on, and Ricky Gervais has a show where season 2 is dropping tomorrow, but I've never seen season 1, so I'm going to go back and watch season 1. I forget what it's called even, but look him up, and you'll probably find out what it's called. But it's Ricky Gervais as this guy whose wife just died. So he's like kind of dealing with that, and he's realizing that like he just wants to kill himself. And so since he has nothing to live for, he's just going to go out and say whatever he wants. And that's the premise of the show.
Like almost like an Adventure Line kind of like premise.
Kind of, yeah.
Like I'm going to remove this filter and then see where this goes.
It's called Afterlife. So, pretty short. It's a pretty short. I think it's called Afterlife. Let me double check that before I get on there.
Killing Eve on the side. I'm watching animated series to watch all the Star Trek in a row. I don't really like the animated series, so I'm not really getting way into it.
Yeah, I heard it's not that good. Hey, can I ask you guys something? Have you watched Pennyworth? Is that any good?
Yes. Oh, it's really good. I don't have a way to watch the rest of the episodes, but we went to the premiere and I got an Alfred like Pennyworth like special edition comic book when we went, and we were like really impressed with the first thing.
You don't have a way to watch it? Is it not?
I don't have
it somewhere. Every show is somewhere.
It's not free.
I thought it's free right now.
I don't know if it might, but like the last time I thought about it, the last time I thought to watch it, it wasn't.
Yet. Oh, it's an Epics?
Yeah, it's like Epics. But we went to the Kendall Square Theater you were talking about earlier, and we watched the premiere, and it's really like, it's kind of a lot like how over the top Gotham is, except for that it's like a 60s. Forgive me if you saw it already, but it's like a 60s
James Bond,
Alfred Pennyworth, and your friend Thomas Wayne is in it as well. but it's really over the top. Like it's like almost like Austin Powers. Gotham gets really ridiculous and silly. This is by Bruno Heller, who's the same guy that did Gotham, and
I like Bruno Heller, so that's why I was going to watch it.
It's a little out of control, but it's very fun.
All right, I might check it out. I don't know. I like
James Bond spy. It's like a James Bond story, basically.
Well, he did Rome, which was actually a show I really liked back in the day on HBO. So I'm just thinking, oh, look, he did Pennyworth. I might watch that. So I might check it out. I'll find it. I have Epics. Since I still have cable like a fool. So I'll watch that. This is what we got to do. Anybody else?
We're watching Killing Eve, and I'm watching Lucifer, which is a pretty fun show. My dad told me to watch it, which is weird. And I was like, Dad, do you know that's a comic book? He's like, no, I had no idea. But he's like, I love that show. And I started watching it, and it is pretty dumb, but it's pretty cool. I like it. And Killing Eve is amazing.
Yeah, that show's gotten great reviews.
Wow.
All right. There we go. These are our recommendations, I guess, people. If anyone's listening, which you're not.
Yeah. Plenty of pod coming your way.
Plenty of pod. Yeah. You're going to be sick of us.
I know I am.
Yeah, I'm sick of us. I'm sick of me. But I guess we can call it we can wrap it up here unless anyone has any other final thoughts, like Springer's final thoughts or anything. Don't forget to check out Josh's store on TeePublic. Is there like a name? Is it just Big Kid Josh? Is that what you are? Yeah, go to tpublic.com/BigKidJosh. Or just go to leaguepodcast.com, go to support, and then find it in there. And you can find John's store and my Robinhood stuff. And yeah. And Clay, do you have anything going on? Just kidding. Sorry.
I don't have anything going on yet, but I would just say keep your ears peeled for more from League Podcast and even some stuff that I'm doing. It's not League Podcast, but still podcast related.
You're branching out. Thanks.
It's a branch. It's a tree that was planted a long time ago.
So like that special video game that you've been playing.
It's a special video game.
Sorry. Well, thanks everybody for listening. Stay healthy. Wash your hands. Wear a mask.
Wash.
And we'll talk to you chumps later.
Later. Yeah, you get to be Batman, but then you're pissing yourself.